Welcome back to my... Welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast, guys. It is another week, another day, another month of the year. It's 2023 in March, and which means April. Actually, no way, it's April, sorry. It's April, which means allergies are here. They're queer, and they better fucking disappear quickly, because as somebody who is all those things, that shit is fucking annoying. And a couple weeks ago, driving home from work, I discovered that I literally work in between a fucking field of pollen, I guess. There is two construction sites next to the building that I work at, but everything else around it is literally these fields of, I don't know what kind of fucking plants they have there, but it's these, just looking at them, you want to kill yourself. You just look at them and the pollen, it's like, you know, like when you yawn, when you see somebody yawn, somebody else yawn, and then you yawn because it's contagious. That's how I feel when I look at these fucking plants full of pollen, and they smell like shit too. So pollen, you're not that girl. You will never be that girl. I don't know who told you. It's giving very maiden type of energy. So yeah, we don't fuck with you, but I do fuck with you guys. Welcome back to my Crunchy Podcast once again. How the hell have all you guys been? I hope it's been a great start to your month. Or I don't know when I'm dropping this in April. I really hope it doesn't matter. I hope that you're having a great day. I hope the last, you know, I don't know if you're at work. I don't know if you're about to sleep. I don't know if you're driving home from work or on the way to work. If I'm being too obnoxious right now, I'm really sorry. But because me in the morning, I fucking hate obnoxious sounds. I'm just like that. I'm very sensitive to that kind of stuff. And that's honestly, I really want to talk on that topic with you guys eventually once I like feel more educated on it, because I haven't been officially diagnosed with ADHD. I'm going to go in for that soon. And honestly, I'm not saying I have autism or like a certain type of autism, but your Crunchy Podcast host might be a disabled American. Let's just say that. So yeah, eventually I feel like we'll touch that subject and we'll touch each other, and then, you know, we'll discuss it. But for today, I want to talk to you guys about different things. You know, over here in West Phoenix, everything has been good. You know, nothing new and exciting, I guess. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Let's keep it that way, because last time I said that, I got fucking fired. So, or laid off. Is it really any difference? I mean, at the end of the day, you don't have a job. So, whatever. But speaking of words and sentences and things, I was having this thought. So you know how every year, you know, you have a birthday, right? What if, imagine if you had to test, into your age every year. Like, I'm turning 30 this year in 2023, and I will be disrespectful this year, if I'm being completely honest. You know, I've been vulnerable with you guys, and I've been open with you guys about, you know, my life the last 5 years. You know, distancing myself from people distancing themselves from me. You know, me dropping people dropping me, you know, that kind of stuff. And you know, I've been open about my struggles with, like, you know, having to learn boundaries with people and that kind of stuff, and which, you know, ties a little bit with, you know, what I was talking about earlier about my ADHD, borderline, you know, maybe autism, that kind of shit. And so, like, I feel very comfortable, you know, where I'm at right now, because it's taken me a lot of time to get where I'm at. And I feel like I can finally fully say it with my chest that I will be acting a fool until my next humbling experience. And bow. So, yeah, but I was thinking, like, damn, imagine if you had to test into the age that you're about to be. Kind of like school, basically, right? Like, I mean, it'd be weird to flunk 28. You know what I mean? So then you're just 28 for another, what, 2 years, right? Which, that's not how the fucking works, because your body doesn't stop aging, right? But, or also, maybe some people would just flunk, you know, up until 25, just so they can say that they're 25 when their hands are giving 57. I don't know. So, but I was just having that thought. I'm like, damn, imagine if they fucking made us test into it. It's giving very Hunger Games vibes, you know, but without the genocide of children. So, a little less fun, I guess, you know, just people to really focus on themselves and really, you know, pay attention and not waste another year of life and really, you know, pay attention to the person you're becoming, the person that you were, you know, shit like that, you know, maybe even put focus on mental health, that kind of stuff, right? On the other hand, it might stress people out, you know, that, oh my God, I'm turning 17 next year. I already have to fucking worry about this and that, you know, that kind of shit. You know, it feels like just another deadline, something else that, you know, is going to happen, because no matter what, you're going to age. Like, that's something you can't ever avoid, right? So I guess really just depending on the kind of person that you are, you know, for me, I still have anxiety, and I get very easily overstimulated sometimes with certain things. And that, I don't think, me personally, I don't think that would trigger me or make me feel anxious about, oh my God, I'm becoming 28 next year, I need to do this, right? I'm the kind of person that likes that level of psychology. I love psychology, and to me that would be fucking cool personally, right? However, if the test involved math, I can fucking tell you I'm gonna fail it. I don't know why the fuck it would involve math, but let's say it does, right? What would the test involve, you know? Like, what would that test even look like, you know? I mean, I doubt it would involve stuff like math or science or English like that. It'll probably be more of a psychological test, you know what I mean? Or more of like a self-evaluation test. Like, what did you learn, you know? Tell us what you learned, and then we'll tell you what you did. We'll tell you what you actually learned, right? That would be the cool thing about living maybe in a simulation is, you know, everything's recorded. Your whole record, you know what I mean? Like, your whole life. That's what they say, you know, take as many videos, take as many pictures as you can, as you like, you know, record your life, you know, keep a book, you know, keep a footprint of your life, because just to put it into context, I'm never going to sit here and record this specific podcast ever again. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, I'm going to record other podcasts, but the thing is, like, this specific moment right now, it's never going to happen, because it's special to right now in life, right? And I think that's beautiful, you know? So before, I used to be like, oh my God, people want to fucking take a picture of everything, record everything, but you should do that. You should fucking record everything and take pictures and have memories. You know, I wish I had more fucking memories of when I was a kid. My brain literally only goes up to 7 years old, maybe 5, but for the most part, 7, because 7 is when my family moved to the US. So, you know, I can only remember so much even from, you know, back then. But I do have some memories of, you know, being younger than that and being in Mexico and shit like that. But I don't have pictures, you know. I don't have pictures of me as a baby. I don't have pictures of me as, you know, really anything younger than being 7 years old. And I fucking wish I did, you know. And I know that we had some in Mexico, but a lot of our belongings, like my family's belongings, were, I think, thrown away or disposed of or just destroyed somehow. And it sucks that I don't have any of that. So, you know, as much as I don't like social media in the sense of like, oh my God, people post everything about their lives. And personally, I don't like to keep up with anybody else's life anymore. It is a good way to, you know, journal your life and shit like that. But looking at it, looking at people's updates all the time and just the oversharing, I think it's just it's the amount of sharing that there is. You know what I mean? Because me, I'm the kind of person that I've learned I get very stimulated if I'm like skipping story to story, post to, you know, post to post, just seeing everyone's life, because in reality I don't really care because I don't have any connection with you anymore, unless, you know, you're like one of like my 10 friends, you know, in my immediate circle. But, you know, if I had known you from high school, stuff like that, like, that's great. But like, if we haven't talked in more than 2-3 years, then, you know, and we only have that, and we only have that connection from 2-3 years ago, you know, things change, people change, you know, as they should. And that's kind of really all there is to it. I just, not that I don't care, but like, I don't care, you know. And I only really care about the stuff that's happening immediate to me. You know what I mean? Like the fact that my friend is having a baby soon, you know, because he's one of my closest friends, even though that motherfucker didn't fucking tell me. So, you know, shit like that, right? And yeah, but to me, I just don't. I mean, I deleted my Instagram last year. I think it's almost, I think it's almost been a year since I deleted my Instagram. I just didn't care about keeping up with people's lives anymore, I'll be honest. I go on social media, especially, you know, like Facebook and Instagram, stuff like that, Twitter, Snapchat, for the purpose of, because it's kind of habit. I've been conditioned to it the last fucking 13 years, you know. I'm a Twitter veteran. Regardless of what my Twitter profile says, I am a 2009 Twitter veteran, okay? I know Twitter came out a little couple years before that, but Twitter really took off about 2009, 2010, okay? I know because I was there. I know because I was there. So, you know, already, I'm just burnt out by it. I like Twitter. My Twitter now, because my previous Twitter, I had thousands and thousands of followers, and that was too much. I like my Twitter now because it's just really, you know, it's smaller, and it's really just more, you know, to kill the intrusive thoughts, to distract myself without the bullshit, without people's lives. I just love Twitter because it's just a bunch of intrusive dumb thoughts that people are having around the world. You know what I mean? Versus Facebook or Instagram, where it's people's daily lives updates, and I'm just like, no, I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. I'm glad that you felt the need to share it, and I'm sure there's other people that love that, but I just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But I don't want to mute you or block you or unfollow you because, one, you're my friend, maybe, and two, I probably know you somehow, and three, like, you know, it's, you know, whatever, right? So, I forgot what I was talking about, but anyways, bringing it back, bringing it back to, imagine if you had to test in to your age, you know what I mean? I'm, the most I know is just 29, you know, I'm turning 30 this year, but, you know, how about you older folks? How about you old bitches? Like, you know, what do you feel, was, you know, maybe the test for 35 or 40, 45, 50. I don't know, you know, what the age group that listens to this podcast is. I know there is some older folks. And thank you so much for, you know, listening in on this little, on this millennial. Make sure that you are still, however, following me on Spotify and social media, and that you're sharing this with your friends, and just spreading the word, you know, just spread the word. Okay. Spread the word, spread the podcast. Okay. If Jesus spread the word successfully, y'all can spread this podcast successfully too. Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, if you know, you're more than welcome to be vocal about all these topics that we're talking about on Instagram at My Crunchy Podcast. Okay. So, All right. But moving on. So, quick little update from you guys. Since the last time that I talked to you guys, and speaking of getting older as well, I would like to inform the crowd here tonight that I've grown from being an adult to being an adult that finally likes bell peppers and onions fajitas in their food. Three queers for Gryffindor, or whatever they said. So, you know, I worked at Chipotle for 5 fucking years. Gave that company my peak, my prime, my youth, and my fucking spine, literally. And, you know, I had hundreds, maybe thousands, really, of, thousands of free meals from Chipotle. And the whole time I worked there. And I can count on one hand the amount of times that I tried their fajitas, the bell peppers and onions. And I just wasn't conditioned. I just wasn't that girl yet. And now I fucking love them. I fucking loved cooked fajitas. I think that's what makes them fajitas, is the fact that they're cooked. But I don't know. I feel like I need to share that with you guys, because, you know, every day I'm fascinated by myself. Every day I'm just fascinated by the way that I change. You know, it's really, you know, puberty didn't even hit me like this. And puberty hasn't even hit me yet either. Can't wait for that. But I am officially a fajita girl. There's Gryffindor. There's Slytherin. There's Hufflepuff. And then there's the House of Fajitas. Please welcome to the stage the House of Fajitas. It's wild. It's wild in here. I'm loving it. I actually have fajitas in my bowl from Chipotle today. And if honest, and also, I mean, Chipotle, shout out. But the Al Pastor chicken, ooh, that shit is good. It is a little spicy. Me and my friend Marisol, we made a whole thing about it. We went to Chipotle. We scheduled it. We went. We took what we thought were fucking edibles, THC edibles, only to find out 2 days later that they were not THC edibles. They were actually, what's that shit that people use to relax? Not the THC. What the fuck is it called? Oh my God, I'm blanking. Okay, if I think about it, I'll tell you guys. But long story short, I bought a $10 bag of fucking candy, basically. So I went to the marijuana store, right? And I showed the man this picture of these edibles that I wanted, and he was like, "We don't have them." So he brought two other options out, and I was like, "Oh, cool, I'll take these instead." So he told me the price of the new ones, and they were like $10 cheaper. So I was like, "Oh, hell yeah!" and they had more THC. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. A deal, right? And then I'm all excited because I'm gonna get high and I'm gonna have Chipotle and I'm trying this new thing and I even got queso on it, right? We even got chips. Bitch, we even got sodas, larges. So yeah, we were balling. So, and we got a discount. Oh my god, baby, we were saving money. It was a steal, really. We were splurging. And we get to my friend Marisol's house, you know, and we're eating a Chipotle. We take our edibles. You know, we were going to watch a movie or some shit on Netflix, you know, afterwards. And, you know, we're like an hour in. We ended up watching the Miley Cyrus special on Disney Plus, and I'm just like, this edible is not kicking in. Like, it never kicked in, basically, right? And, you know, then we watched the Chris Rock special on Netflix, and it still never kicked in. And I wish it would have, because that special fucking sucked. Chris Rock sounds like he is literally a 60-year-old man, I think. He sounds like a 60-year-old man that just woke up and is now and is so shocked about what happened in pop culture in the last 15 years. yeah, that special was just not good. I'm sorry. It was cringy. It felt like Chris Rock had not done stand up once in his life. The jokes were outdated. The jokes were very like, you know, it was giving boomer. It was giving boomer energy. It was like, it's very like office talk, like very that. So yeah, anyways, so this edible, this fucking trifling ass scamming edible, right, this shit never kicks in. I go home, never kicks in, and then I take another one on, I believe it was the day after, because I had gone drinking and I got pretty drunk. And usually when I take an edible after I drink in the morning, after, I don't wake up hungover, because somehow the edibles do its fucking magic. The marijuana that they kept from us illegally for hundreds of years does its fucking job. And for me, it cross-castles my hangovers, and I'm not hungover. So it's brilliant, really. It's a great marketing on behalf of marijuana. So yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm not hungover, right? The edible must have done its thing, right? Tell me why. I am at work, eventually fast forward to Monday, and I'm in my car eating my lunch, probably Chipotle, because I have that shit 90% of the time. And the bag of the edibles, not the actual edibles, but the bag that, you know, they give to you in, it's in my car still, and I look over at the receipt, and on the receipt, it exposes these motherfucking edibles as, not as THC edibles, they were that CBD bullshit. That's what it was. There we go. CBD. You know how I remember? Because of the corner over here on the west side, there's a fucking store with CBD on all over it. And I just went to my head, and yeah, anyways, these were literally CBD, like yeah, no wonder why this fucking high never kicked in. There's no THC in them. And mind you, I have not gotten high in months, and I was really looking forward to it. A couple weeks ago, I was really looking forward to it. So what I'm trying to say is, if you would like to donate some edibles to the cause that is my fucking life, that would be very much appreciated. And I also found out months ago that apparently mushrooms, like edible mushrooms, not like mushrooms that you can eat, but like edibles, mushroom. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, mushrooms in a form of an edible, right? They're legal in some places. And yes, they are a great fucking time. Thank you. So I will also be accepting those if the edibles are out of the way for you. Sorry to make this, you know, a long story, but long story short, yeah, I am now a grown adult that not only do I like fajitas, I think I exchanged my hate for fajitas. I exchanged that for not being able to read a fucking package of edibles, because never would I have bought those. But I mean, there was a reason why they were probably $10 cheaper, you know, because there was no weed in them. That's why. So, yeah, I'm sorry about the roller coaster that I just took you guys on, but I felt like I needed to get that off my chest because, you know, I think I lied about the last couple the last couple of weeks being great, because I cannot believe I scammed myself into buying CBD edibles. And I heard that, you know, obviously, you know, CBD for some people does great things. For me, it pisses me off. For me, no, I don't like being lied to like this. Mind you, yes, I understand. I'm fully accountable for this mistake. But one thing about me, I'm a complaint. So here we are. Well, you guys, I believe that is all I have for you today. Today's episode is a little bit shorter, but you know what? Sometimes your shifts are a little bit shorter. Sometimes you don't have an hour to listen to me. Sometimes your drive home or your drives in general are a little bit shorter. Okay. Some, you know, life can't always be a 9-inch dick. Sometimes they're just a little bit shorter. Okay. Like always, guys, please don't forget to follow me on Instagram at My Country Podcast. Follow the podcast, follow the shenanigans on there. Follow us on Spotify. Give us some good reviews on Spotify. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Please share this with your friends. Make me famous. Please, you know, infect as many people as you can with this podcast, okay? Do not, I repeat, do not turn away when you spread this podcast, okay? Please share it. Please touch as many doorknobs as you can with this podcast, okay? Do not cover your mouth. Take that fucking mask off, okay? It's giving anti-vaxxer, isn't it, huh? Share this podcast. That is all for this week again, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you like this week's episode, this week's little rants, this week's little tangents that we had. And please come back next week. I need the attention that is you guys. Okay. All right, guys. You guys have a good week. Have a good month. Have a good day. Have a good hour. Have a good rest of your night. Good rest of your day. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.